Rutherford Issues on the Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, FM 100.5 and 101.9, AM 1450 and TV 11.
All right, welcome back in as we continue Rutherford Issues here on WGNS AM FM, online at WGNSradio.com. And don't forget, you can sign up or just go to the marketplace on your iPhone or Android devices and download the WGNS streaming app, and you can listen to the radio station anywhere you happen to be with your phone. It's that simple. Anywhere, everywhere. And that's kind of where Terry Page has been, Better Business Bureau branch manager, anywhere and everywhere here in Central Tennessee, haven't you?
I certainly have, Brian. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Have you heard the saying, one man's trash is another's treasure?
As a matter of fact, I have.
I've heard that for a long, long time, but you brought something to me today that says one man's trash can be another man's identity.
Very true.
I never thought of it that way.
I know. Some people don't. It's different when you see it in print.
Yes, it is. We're kind of talking about identity theft today, and one way to secure your identity is with the upcoming BBB Shred event.
Yes, that's very true. And that's going to take place on Saturday, October the 22nd. We'll be in the parking lot at Lowe's on Old Fort Parkway. We'll be there from 9 a.m. until noon. And we will be shredding any old documents that you would like to bring by absolutely free.
Free, you say?
Free, I say.
Wow. Free
is good
stuff.
Doesn't get any better than that.
Now, when you're talking about documents, and I think I've mentioned here several times before, what I have is, you know, when you buy a box, box of paper, they come in several reams in the box. Well, we have several of those here at the station, so I took one of those home, and I have been putting those things that I don't need, those I'll get one just about every day, it seems. You've been approved for this credit card. I throw those in there too, because I'm afraid if someone gets those, you know, it's got
they'll
my name.
Have credit cards.
They could get credit cards in my name. So
absolutely.
I put all of that in that box instead of throwing it in the garbage, and then all I've got to do is bring my box to you and let you shred it.
We take it out of the car for you. You can stand there and watch it being shredded on a little camera, and Max Shred will be doing the honors again this year. Thomas doesn't mind you standing there watching it being shred. He's a great guy. He's a local business. He's been doing this a long time. And we just welcome everyone. Really don't have, they usually say about three boxes. We really haven't had a limit on them. And we've done everything from tax returns, old checks for people, to love letters from World War I. So.
Wow. And they want to get rid of those love letters.
Well, it was a mom and dad, and they had both passed away. And the children did not want to read their private love letters.
Well, how about
that?
They
wanted them destroyed.
Well, that's, I know that that's, that had to be difficult, but still respecting their wishes there. And, of course, this, once it goes through the big Max Shred truck, it's you know, ashes.
It's ashes, and actually that is recycled, so that's great too.
It's you can actually watch it if you want to do that. Now, someone had asked me before about, you know, you get documents and they have staples in it. Sometimes they're paper clipped together, maybe even in folders that have some type of there are some medical folders, I think, that have the little metal on the top. What are the guidelines there?
Those are okay. The little tiny the staples, the would rather not do clips. We take those out. And no binders, no three-ring binders, anything like that, but staples, file folders, small notebooks, we're good with it.
And those spiral notebooks, I bet, are
they can go.
They can go? Really?
They can go.
Wow. So it just eats them up, huh?
It does eat them up. It does eat them up.
So we're talking old checks. You know, a lot of times you don't get checks in the mail anymore, but I remember my dad used to say if he had, drawers full of old canceled checks. You used to get those old canceled checks. Now I think they're scanned in and you get photos of it. But but still, it's important for those documents to get rid of them.
That's right, because if there's an account number, somebody can get that account.
Mm-hmm.
And over the past 2 years, I thought this was real interesting. There have been more than 18 million cases of identity theft. And today, it is the number one complaint filed with the Federal Trade Commission. And those 18 million, well, that's over the past 2 years. It was 9.1 in 2010. And those cases represented $37 million in fraud.
Mm. And that's money out of your pocket.
Out of your pocket.
Yeah.
And some of it you can never recoup.
Mm-hmm.
So it's much better to be safe than sorry. And also, if you're tired of receiving those pre-approved offers,
you
can call me. I've got a number you can stop that at.
Really?
Yes.
So you don't get them in the mail or anything?
You don't get them in the mail anymore.
Wow, that's good stuff to know.
So you can call me at the office, which is 867-0032, and I can get that number for you.
Now, this is part of an effort by the BBB offices all over Middle Tennessee,
It's actually nationwide.
Mm-hmm. So this is Secure Your Identity Day coming up on the 22nd. Here in Murfreesboro, it's at the Lowe's parking lot from 9 until noon, Lowe's parking lot on the old Fort Parkway. I guess the biggest thing, people keep the old tax returns and things of that nature, not sure when to let go of those. And I know that in the past you've had information that you've passed down on that day about, how long you should keep certain things.
Yes, we do have a records retention schedule, and it varies for different statements, reports, mm-hmm. that type of thing. And I do have that available at the office. So you can call. I'll be happy to go over it with you. I can mail you a copy. And it is the Internal Revenues list. So it's very up to date. And I'd be happy to give it to you. Cancel checks. Some say keep those permanently for business, contracts, mortgages, leases. 7 years, just different times for different reports, that type of thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, things like utility bills and phone bills and things of that nature, can you get rid of those things as well? I mean, does your phone bill really have information on it that could be used to take your identity? I guess it does.
Yes, it does. It sure does. Almost everything. Someone can take those bits and pieces of information, Google you, and have enough information to set accounts up, to commit ID fraud with telephone bills, utilities, and on and on. If they get enough, they can open up accounts at the bank. So it can really, and it could take years to get that cleaned up.
Let's talk about identity theft a little bit more in depth here. And for these identity thieves, how do they get this information? I mean, do they go rummaging through your garbage, or how can they get this stuff?
They can exactly rummage through your garbage, dumpster dive. They can skim your credit debit numbers by using a special storage device. If you use a credit card, when it's processed, if someone, a waiter or waitress, gets to leave your table with the card and take it for processing, there could be a device there. Someone could write those numbers down. So that's skimming. Phishing is when they get in touch with you via email or a phone call. They try to get information on your banking institute, and you happen to reveal that personal information. That's another way. They can actually go in and If they saw a credit card statement that wasn't destroyed, they could call the credit card company that issued it. They could divert the address to a post office box. They've got a new card. Ask for a new card and use it, you know. So, and you would be stuck paying for it. And they can just old-fashioned steal your wallet, your purse, mail out of your mailbox, credit card statement, the pre-approved ones. So
that Social Security number, if they have that and a name, that really opens up the world of what can be done with your identity, doesn't it?
That's right. And I did read that there is a program that if they get the first three numbers, I think those represent a state and a date and a time, you know, of your birth. And there is programs that 99% of the time they can guess what the last numbers are.
Wow.
So
I know a lot of times they'll ask you for the last four of your social, kind of as a password or something of that nature. And since I've been talking to you and before Beth, I've been very wary of giving my social to anybody.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I don't, you know, if it's on a form at a doctor's office, you know, I usually leave it off unless they say, well, I've got to have this for this particular purpose. I don't give it unless I'm asking.
Willingly, that's right.
You know, and because it is a very important number that links you, and if they've got that, they can get anything else on you. I mean, your address, like you said, is out there.
It is.
We're talking to Terry Page of the Better Business Bureau today about identity theft. We mentioned phone and utility fraud. I guess if they got your telephone bill, for instance, you know, and I never really thought about this until today, but they could open up a new line and a new line of service and transfer service in your name to their house.
That's exactly right. That is exactly right, and that's done every day.
One thing that we pull out the debit card and the credit card to use for just about every purchase.
I mean,
you go to a convenience store, $4.99, you swipe the card. But it's when they get the card and they take it away, and we do that all the time at restaurants and things of that nature. I guess there's a bit of risk when you do
there
that.
There is a bit of risk. There is a machine that can capture that number. Someone could write that number. If there's an imprint, they could remove that from the garbage. They've got your number. They've got your name.
So what's the best way around that? Do you follow them and watch them swipe it? Or
probably what? I would pay with a credit card because that way, I mean, you can pay it off, you know, every month. But if there is a false charge, that's where you have recourse. If you use a debit card and it's out of the bank, it's just gone. It takes a long, long time if and when you do recover it.
Well, I've shared this on the program before, but one Sunday afternoon, I went to make a purchase at Walgreens down from my house, and it said, "You don't have any money." And, you know, I went and looked on my bank account, and it showed some reports out of Schenectady, New York, that my card had been used there for major purchases, and I don't know how they got the information. You know, it's really scary to think how people can get your information.
Had you bought something in New York?
Nope.
No?
Hadn't been to New York.
Wow.
I was here at home. You know, and then after church, I went to the grocery store. We went home, and then I forgot something, so I went down to the nearby Walgreens later that afternoon after that Sunday afternoon nap, and it was gone. So I don't know if it happened.
Had you bought something online?
No.
Wow.
So I have no idea how it was gotten.
Did you eat in a restaurant?
Well, now that is very possible. So that you know, it does make you wary. But I didn't have a credit card. But from that point, you know, I took that advice from the bank, and I remember hearing from you that make those purchases with a credit card.
That's right.
You have to just be careful to make sure you don't go wild with those. I remember the college days.
I know. We all live and learn.
I guess the thing that we don't touch on a lot is ways to secure your identity. But what happens if? I mean, what do you do if you find out your identity has been stolen?
You want to first file a police report. You want to contact the Federal Trade Commission. You want to contact credit cards that have been compromised in that theft, if it were in a wallet or a handbag, something like that. You want to secure those. You want to call the credit bureaus. And, of course, if you call the office, I can definitely give you those numbers. You can put a credit alert or credit freeze on those accounts so no one can open up an account. There's many things to help you with it, but that would be the first ones I would do.
It is a big hassle, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, if your identity's stolen, the hoops that you have to go through and opening up new accounts and canceling these cards and getting new cards and the whole process takes a long time to get through.
It does. I've even heard of it, people fighting this for 2 and 3 years.
So the best way is to protect your identity from
right.
the get-go.
Prevention, just like everything else.
It's like being sure that you lock your car before you go into, don't always keep your vehicle locked.
That's
because,
right.
That happened to my dad in front of a local business. He ran in for just a quick second, came out, and his car was gone.
Really?
Yeah. So it was pretty scary. So just lock your... I mean, he was in there for maybe 3 minutes.
Wow.
And it was gone. So you have to be very, very careful with that and with your identity. So we have a security alarm on our house. So, it's just one that we try to keep the home safe. You have to do that with your identity. And it's not just a card. It's got lots of information on that. One way to stay safe and keep your identity safe is to use the free Secure Your Identity Day shredding event, which is here in Murfreesboro coming up on the 22nd. That is a Saturday. So what is that? Two weeks from Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So you got plenty of time to get things together. And if you're on fall break, a teacher or something like that, and join this week. Or if you want the kids to do something, let them go through some filing cabinets.
And it's not just for individuals. We'll be happy to assist businesses, any tax preparers that have old records or accountants, bookkeepers. Please feel free to bring it.
It's a great service, and Mac Shred does a great job with that. I know that they've been helping for many years now.
Many, many years. Thomas is a good guy.
He most certainly is. 9 until noon, again, on the 22nd, Saturday the 22nd. We're talking about credit card statements, old checks, tax returns, anything that a thief could use to take your identity. You can make sure that it's shredded and it's safely destroyed so no one can get that information and use it to open up their own bank accounts or do whatever mischievous things they can think of. Terry, appreciate you coming in. We always have a fun time when you're in. You bring such good information to light that I think we don't think of a lot of times. We take for granted. We get this thing in the mail. We just toss it around, and we need to be careful with it.
We do.
If someone would like more information about the Secure Your Identity Day or has any consumer question, want to talk to you about a business such as that, I know you've got a great website, and give us that phone number.
The phone number is 615-867-0032, or you can go to the website at gobbb.org.
Ms. Terry Page, thank you so much. I guess
My
we'll
pleasure.
See you the Wednesday before Shred Day, won't we?
Absolutely.
We'll remind folks between now and then. Terry Page from the Better Business Bureau joining us here on WGNS, Rutherford Issues.
Rutherford Issues with Brian Parent, exclusively on WGNS Talk Radio.